Commissioner of Police Colin John said the police force will be moving this year to enhance its ability to communicate electronically. Commissioner John was discussing the constabulary's plans for this year during the Minding Government Business Program aired on NBC Radio.
This year we plan to embark significantly on having things done more, well, sending out information via electronic means as opposed to how it is done generally, primarily now. We'd send like a document from one department head to another via paper. We have set up an email system where every member of the police force, they will be given a personal email and that information will be sent to them. We have security system in place to know, well, if, let's say in terms of leakage, if this information was sent from that email and also all those things. So we have things in place, so we gearing towards that.
Commissioner John said a new unit has also been established in the police force to strengthen the efficiency of the organization.
In 2021 also, we had a new unit, the Legal Research and Policy Unit. That's a unit that is a bridging gap between the office of the police and the DPP office. That unit is headed by Assistant Superintendent John Bala. He is a lawyer by profession. Also, another lawyer is attached there, Sergeant Junior Baptiste. So they would peruse the document. They would offer advice to the commissioner or other senior officers as regard the issues relating to policing, files and those things.
And the police commissioner said the police force will be working closely with the Ministry of Health this year and monitoring the ongoing COVID-19 situation to determine how to proceed in relation to its various outreach programs, such as the Pan Against Crime program and the summer programs hosted by the SVG Coast Guard and the police band.
Those programs were affected last year because they are mainly geared towards youngsters and school age children. We took the clue from the Ministry of Education where a lot of the schools were done virtually as opposed to actually. Only in the last quarter, school was really done actually. So as a result of that, we did not have those programs. This year, we'll be monitoring the COVID situation. We would seek guidance from the Ministry of Health on our way forward as to whether these programs would be intensified for 2022.
I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.